Good morning, everybody. It is October 19th, 2021. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. And everything we do is located over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That's the incredibly popular home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. We really do care about that. We publish a magazine all about it. That's an online journal, which is just terrific. New issue up there. It's called Equity and Access at ace-ed.org. All of our podcasts are archived over there, including this one will be. And we invite you, once you're there, you'll see on the menu a link to SEL Today. That's SEL Today. .org, our new website. And that's just a baby, but it's growing every day, and we love it. Thank you, everybody, for going over there and checking it out. We believe SEL and equity walk together, and so social-emotional learning, obviously, and equity walk together. So we created this, and we're doing some good stuff over there, so I hope you check out both sites. Today's show will be archived, obviously, at ace-ed.org. And that's starring Dr. Keith Look. Keith, okay, is the VP of Equity and Innovation over at Territorium, which is a new company I just found out about. I love the fact that he's got a title of Equity and Innovation, which created a conversation between the two of us and also Terry Schrader, who's not, I don't think he's here yet, but he may be, and he'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And this is a global ed tech leader. They've got 9 million users worldwide. I just heard of them. Territorium, they recently launched something called the Comprehensive Learning Record, or CLR. All right, and this is big stuff. They're working with school districts. Oh, here's Terry. That's great. And we're going to get all involved in talking about equity, how to measure student assessment with by not just using the academic grades, all right, and check their skills, et cetera, and use the CLR that they have, the Comprehensive Learning Record, to make it work. So without further ado, they'll explain it far better than I. You can check it all out at territorium.com, just like it sounds, territorium.com. Terry, I'm glad you're here. You just showed up. I was worried about you. It's Larry here. How you doing? I'll start with you. Terry Schrader.
I am doing great, Larry. Of course, we're playing the Central Time, Eastern Time game, and I had us down for 9 o'clock Central Time. So anyway, here I am.
Good man. I'm glad you figured that out. I was a little worried, okay? And congratulations on the Titans' victory last night. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that was huge. That was great.
Before we get into education, did you stay up late to watch it, or did you go to bed like I did at halftime?
I absolutely stayed up to watch it.
Good
I'm
man.
A huge Titans fan.
There you go. Well, congratulations. It was a huge victory, and, of course, I am a big fan of Mike Vrabel, who used to be on the Patriots, obviously.
Okay, absolutely.
So, all good, buddy. All good. Keith, not to leave you out. Keith, look, how are you today? It's Larry here.
I'm well. Good morning.
Good. Is that all you have to say about the Titans' great victory?
Well, we'll be pleased with that part of it as well.
Okay.
Lots of good victories.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to make sure I got this right. Terry, do you have a doctor? Not Terry. Keith, do you have a doctorate? Are you a doctor?
I do.
Yeah, I thought so. And Terry, are you also?
I can't
cure
anything, though.
But yes, you can cure educational ills. There are plenty of those to go around. Okay. And Terry, you too?
Yes.
Oh, great. I thought so, but I just wanted to double check that. Okay, to be sure. So we have Dr. Keith Look and Dr. Terry Schrader, both of them long involved in education, both of them now working with Territorium. All right, we're going to talk about the importance of assessing student skills rather than only grades. Talk about competency-based education, how this leads to equity in the long run. All right? So first of all, I'm going to ask Keith. Keith, tell everybody about Territorium. Just define it so they know what we're talking about.
Sure. Territorium is a company that began a little over 10 years ago in Central America by two college students who were dissatisfied with their virtual learning experience at their college, particularly because of its lack of engagement with students and its and the need for a greater focus on the skills and abilities that students were acquiring more than what systems were putting people in the box and asking them to do. So they started a company designed really from the student out as a way of making sure that more individuals were able to take advantage of the educational opportunities that they were having in order to better demonstrate their full package of competency, skills, and abilities to future either future education or future employment.
It's pretty cool. And I have to say, you know, I've heard this. I think I quoted it with you guys when we talked on the phone last week. There was a gentleman I talked to years ago in Ohio, and his job was he was responsible to get high school kids jobs, okay, for a big school district when they graduated. And one of the things he said, I'll never forget, he said, people are always hired for their, quote, hard skills, but they're fired because they lack soft skills. And we need to measure and assess everything. That's why social emotional learning has become so important these days. We need to assess everything in K-12, and that's what this allows us to do, because every kid learns differently. And I always say, and we had this conversation last week, Terry, okay, that, you know, if we don't have to measure every kid the same exact way, because every kid learns differently. We have to measure them on a much broader scale. And Terry Schrader, tell me if I'm right or wrong on that. That's actually what Territorium does.
Yes, it gives students the opportunity to demonstrate any competencies and skills that they have in a different way. So it gives, like these soft skills that we talk about and these employability skills, if a student is working on leadership, many, many students work on leadership skills on the athletic field, in the band, in the orchestra, in their any fine art that they're doing. They're a leader in that, and they can demonstrate leadership through those activities, not just some leadership class that they take in their high school or college for that matter.
And, you know, it's interesting when you say that, because people's skills are measured in different ways. Yesterday, just to put this show into perspective, as former Secretary of State Colin Powell died. I think he was a great man, and you can have your everybody can have their own opinion on that. I personally do. Okay, but what struck me when I listened on all the news yesterday and read about his biography, he rose to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He did not go to West Point. He was an Army guy. He came up through ROTC. New York City College in New York, all right?
Yes.
And showed his leadership skills there. And the point is, the Army used to be, if you didn't go to West Point, you weren't going to be a general, all right? That's simple, okay? But
he was also a state school board member.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, okay? He was a good guy. I liked him, okay? I really liked him, and he's measured by one error he made, and I don't like to do that, okay? But he was just a good guy. But my point is, we have to assess people and differently. Everybody comes up differently. And I have to ask you guys this, okay? And Keith, I'm going to ask you. Tara, you're an educator. You've been in education for years, okay? Dr. Luke, what attracted you to Territorium? And give a good answer, because I'm going to ask Terry the same question. Keith, what attracted you to Territorium? Okay.
So yeah. For a great deal of my career has been spent working in schools and systems where there are always those schools, and put those in quotes. And too often the students received, for no fault of their own, labels, stigmas, or identifications that they were less than.
That's right.
And in fact, I've had students in each of those, not just all of those students had unbelievable capabilities, potentials, and talents, as every student does. But the systems and way in which we have traditionally measured students are built more for the efficiency of administration than they are for the effectiveness of learning. And when those efficient systems, because they're designed for that purpose, often would leave students out because either the technology didn't exist, the lens didn't exist, or our efforts didn't exist to capture and identify a student's full set of strengths. And so being a school and district leader and seeing this shortcoming in our system, there had to be a better way. Too many of my students were being overlooked, passed up, falling through the cracks, or misidentified either for their learning abilities or disabilities, or misidentified for disposition issues, because we didn't have the right way of capturing who they were and what they could do.
And
it was a conversation with Territorium that showed me that there were other ways of doing it and being able to help them develop an instrument that would put educators more in the position of advocate and coach and less in the role of evaluator was going to get more of the students noticed and give them a better chance at the kind of progress and dreams and, quite honestly, the right of self-determination that's given to every student.
That was a great answer. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that, and that's exactly what your company does, Territorium. I want to add to that, Terry, what attracted you over there? I don't know if you can do better than that one. Go ahead, Terry Schrader.
I don't know that I can. I really agree with what Keith said, and you know, everybody in assessment, I mean, everybody in education does assessment. But most of our student assessments are just numbers, and they don't have any meaning. You know, they may sort and select students. That you can do that efficiently with numbers, but you really don't know who the students are just by them having an 82 in Algebra 1 or a 3.2 GPA. That doesn't mean anything. So that's really what attracted me to Territorium is, and we say sometimes that, and it's become popular in some education circles to talk about how granular the assessments are. Well, Territorium really does keep up with a student and create a record. That's our CLR, Comprehensive Learning Record, that breaks those standards down to skills and competencies that the student has demonstrated and links it to evidence of that. So not only does it show the competency or the skill, it shows the piece of evidence that the student used to demonstrate that competency or skill. So it can be a video, it can be a PDF, it can be an answer on a benchmark assessment. There can be any number of ways that the student demonstrates mastering a competency, but it's all captured.
And I have to ask this, and I know it's captured on the CLR, which is the Comprehensive Learning Record. All right. Terry, stay with me. How does that, how does that follow the student? Let me ask it more specifically. If a student, by the way, I love this. I love what you're doing here, the whole thing. But if a student applies to college, I'm just using this as an example, how does all the wonderful things that Territorium is telling us about the student go to the college admissions officer? Or in other words, is the student in charge of this? Does the school have to pass it on? Where is it, et cetera? It's wonderful information, but it has to go with that student. Terry, explain that one for me, please.
Every student that has a CLR also has a digital wallet. And this digital wallet is an app, and that app can be read on their smartphone, on their computer, on a tablet, any. If you can connect to the internet, then you can have access to your digital wallet. And the digital wallet is the CLR portal for the student. So, I mean, yes, the digital wallet is the portal for the student into their record, and they can share it They can print it out and share it. They can give someone access to it. They can
mm-hmm.
show it to somebody, however they want to do it. But they have access to their CLR all the time. And also, when they leave, say you have a CLR in high school, when you leave, you take it with you. And
that's,
you have that digital wallet for the rest of your life. So if you're fortunate enough, and I think eventually your college will have a CLR. So if there was something you did in high school that you wanted to show your college, you could just go back in your digital wallet and pull it up. But
or your boss.
You keep that digital. Yeah, your boss. You keep that digital wallet forever. And you keep it, if you go through high school and they have the CLR and your college has the CLR, as I'm talking to some people in Georgia about potentially doing, then you can show it to your employer and you could go back and show something you did in high school shop class if you thought
that's
was
pretty cool.
It's
pretty cool. It actually is interesting because how many years have we been threatening kids as teachers? Look, if you keep that up, it's going to go on your permanent record. And, of course, nobody ever knew where the permanent record was. Now suddenly we actually have a permanent record. Okay? It's absolutely it's incredible. We finally come full circle on that. Okay? It's just great.
That's right.
It really is. And one other thing before I go back to Keith. Terry, because I'm going to talk about equity with Keith. Terry, talk about where this is within the school's administrative system. Okay, so they bring in Territorium.
Okay.
Again, everybody, Territorium.com. Now the school district has it. Where is it, and how do people input into it?
Okay, all school systems now, or most school systems, have a student information system, which is what we call the SIS. The student information system is where basically you take attendance and your grades are posted and your high school transcript and all those kinds of things. And then in addition to that, most school systems now have a learning management system. And
right.
The learning management system is for the teacher to use to make assignments, to monitor students' progress, to post whatever, to grade tests, to grade homework, all of those things. Well, Territorium sits between the student information system and the learning management system. So when a teacher grades a project, and that project meets certain skills and abilities, they do not have to then go into the CLR and link that. It's already linked. So when the teacher grades a piece of work in the learning management system, it is recorded in the CLR and then passed along to the student information system for grading, et cetera, post on the traditional transcript, et cetera. It sits between the SIS and the LMS and gives the student access to a more detailed accounting of what they've been doing.
Yeah, I have to say something. It also gives the next teachers down the line a better look at the student. Okay. I mean, that's really important as a kid moves from 7th to 8th grade, et cetera. Okay. A lot of what they hear about a kid is anecdotal from one teacher. Okay. But they can get a better picture of the kid, the student. I keep saying kid. Okay. Better picture of the student if they have something to look back on that gives a whole, obviously, entire picture of the kid. Thank Terry. That was great. I appreciate that. Let me go back to Keith. Keith, Okay. All good stuff. You're VP of Equity and Innovation over at Territorium. Keith, talk about the equity side of this. And we had that conversation last week, and you know, when you and I were on the phone, and it was just talk about that. I found that so interesting how important this is in an equity-based system. Keith, look, everybody.
Well, sure. There are a number of aspects that the CLR helps advance any school network or districts on their trajectory towards equity. It doesn't, again, there's lots of pieces that we're all trying to get to, and this is becomes a necessary component of a much larger initiative that, that, again, systems and districts are taking on. So let's kind of work backwards. Number one, the digital wallet that Terry mentioned. By its existing as an app, it is then available to the students wherever they are, whenever they are. So whereas previously issues of mobility would limit a student's access to his or her records, the ability to try and find old documents or transcripts and so forth, and even just the intermittency of possibly whatever one's cell or email or so forth programs would exist, knowing that it sits securely in the cloud means it can be drawn down at any point in time from any machine anywhere in the world. So number one, we're going to get more people, more information with much greater consistency and eliminate issues of access. When we back up into the CLR itself, by accepting evidence beyond just traditional tests that are efficiently scored, we're playing then to the student's strengths. We're very good in public education about using report cards to show what students are not good at. We remind you every year that you're struggling in X, Y, or Z area. But by breaking things down into, A, the standards, and then the learning targets, and therefore the granular evidence, we then are establishing a different system by which we are building up students rather than necessarily looking as to where they have yet to achieve or where they're falling down. And so the CLR is going to capture that evidence, and it's going to capture it whether it's demonstrated inside the classroom or outside. Too often in schools, we have said the only way I can validate that you know X, Y, or Z is you must demonstrate it in front of me by identifying letter A, B, C, or D on this test. But when we have a system that actually promotes a much broader level of access for kinds of evidence, so as Terry mentioned, the leadership on a sports team or after-school activity, whether you're deacon of a church, whether you're leading a community service drive at the community center, whether you're babysitting, whether you are holding down a job, those sorts of things where you are demonstrating the standards that are also part of your curriculum, whether it's about issues of numeracy, whether it's about, and therefore you are in the church band, and you're able to read sheet music, and we can count that for mathematical notation, whether you are involved in community service drive, and from that understanding the relationships of cultures that would appear as a standard within your social studies curriculum, we can back map those into it and provide credit accordingly. And when we can use these different kinds of evidence, when it's not just about a multiple choice test, here's why this matters. For a student with a reading disability, for an English language learner student, any test they take, no matter the discipline, it's a reading test. Because inevitably, I still have to decipher the text in front of me and then be able to identify the answers accordingly. When I can, for example, if I do have the reading disability, I can physically demonstrate to you the standard as opposed to having to identify, you know, just through insist. It plays to my strengths. So I'll give you an example. I had a middle school student who very much struggled for a different series of issues around issues of literacy. But in an oral assessment, a performance-based assessment, you asked, students, explain to me the impact of temperature on molecules. And the student stands up and says, with his arms extended wide, when the temperature is warm, molecules are like this. His hands are spread out as wide as he can make them. And he says, when it gets cold and he claps his hands together in front of him, he says the molecules are like this, which is exactly the representation of what happens to the temperature effect on molecules, right? We see this between water and ice. If that would have been listed in a multiple choice test, he may not have gotten through the first sentence of the question just out of either frustration or literacy issues or so forth, and we never would have known that he does, in fact, have the capacity to demonstrate competency in this specific standard. Well, you can now extrapolate that to any series of standard skills or abilities that all of our students possess that may be overlooked by the method of assessment that we have used. So the CLR, as I said, is a necessary component of a movement towards equity, because we're again going to play to student strength rather than forcing them to demonstrate in a very narrow fashion what the teacher necessarily or the school, district, or state has established as the only way to tell us whether or not you are know and are able to do these things.
That was a great example. That was a great. I had an example of that from my own life. This is long after I was in school, where when I was a sales manager for a large publishing house, they wanted in writing all the commissions for the salespeople, and I kept putting that off because I hate doing number work on paper. And finally, the president of the company said to the CFO, instead of asking Larry to send you a memo, go into his office and ask him what the numbers are. And I was, well, just off the top of my head, I was within $50 of each one. Okay, but I never could get it because they were asking me the wrong way. They were asking me to answer it the wrong way. I knew the answer, but I couldn't make it work on paper. And it's the same exact thing. And that's it's a much older example, but it's the same exact thing. Okay, we have to look at different ways to assess people, because if we don't, we are going to miss them. Okay, and we're going to miss what they can give to society. And that is the purpose of education. All right, and we are teaching kids. We just got to assess them correctly. That was a great answer, Keith, and a great example. And, Keith, also, I want you to put this in perspective, if you can, if you have thought about this, with this year back in school. And, again, you guys are both actually in Mid-South, Kentucky and Tennessee, okay? COVID-19 has affected all the school districts across the country. And can you put it into a I'll say – it's not quite there yet, but let's call it a post-pandemic world, okay? Well, put it in that perspective for school districts. Keith.
The pandemic did a couple things. Well, it did many things, obviously, but in fact, education stands out in a couple areas. Number one, it turned every living room, community center, internet space, so forth, into classrooms. Right? Every kid's bedroom, every kid's living room, every kid's community center, wherever they went to do their online learning became the classroom. So we eliminated the building walls of traditional schooling. And when we eliminated those walls and moved learning to wherever the student was able to access the learning management system, we ultimately began accepting evidence that existed outside of what was happening directly in front of the teacher from 9:47 to 10:53, in room 202. So that in and of itself challenged a whole series of norms around where learning can occur and what kind of evidence we can accept. It also then began to revisit, because we knew then all of a sudden our traditional testing systems didn't work. Right?
That's right.
You couldn't necessarily get everyone in front of you, and you start on point A and point B because all of a sudden we're talking about different issues of test security and things like that. Like, we didn't know how to assess students that are spread out across an entire geographic area. So, again, we needed different ways to verify what students were submitting as evidence, which, again, then shifted the teacher to say, okay, I don't know how to give an assessment as we would traditionally do, so why don't you choose students, and you can own the way in which you determine how you demonstrate to me, teacher, that you know how to do X, Y, or Z, or you have acquired this ability of knowledge or skill or ability. And so it has accelerated this conversation for which we were already heading. You know, this is an evolutionary tool because we have moved from traditional, report cards and transcripts and trying to become more granular and incorporate the employability skills, and even we've seen this in our professional world. Like, LinkedIn is an outgrowth of being more than a professional resume, right? So this is that next iteration, and all of a sudden we realize even more the need for something like this, even for the school or the teacher or district or network to say, let me show you, world, the impact we're having on students. Because as we find, standardized tests, while maybe a necessary piece of the equation, still fall short of being able to show all of the work that's happening on both sides of this, both from the learner side of this and from the educator side.
You know, that is a great point. We always look at the standardized tests, okay, or the report card, whatever, or they're reading. We look at that as the measure of the school district. Is the school district succeeding or not? But the point is, the school district needs to measure everything. to know if it's succeeding. These school districts are probably doing even better than they think they're doing if you start to measure everything they're doing. And that's one of the problems. We've
sure.
been measuring everything they're doing. Okay, we've been
we missed out on a great deal of the impact.
Yeah, it's astounding. And the ability to do this, again, everybody, it's territorium.com. And they have the that's the product, but it's their CLR. All right, that is so important, their comprehensive learner record, which puts the whole picture, okay, for everyone to see. Guys, this was just terrific. I knew it would be, because after our conversation last week, you're really on to something with this. And by the way, before we leave, I think, Keith, I'll stay with you. You guys are working with some school districts already, right? You work with school districts now, right?
Yes, yes. We have, as you mentioned, we have 9 million users worldwide.
Yeah.
Primarily, we began in Central and South America. We expanded into Asia
yeah.
and Europe. And so we are now being able to have deeper conversations with systems and districts as
yeah.
well as in employment within the labor force here in the U.S.
Yeah, and let me make the point. You just heard it, everybody. This works, and this is something we need. And I hope every school district listening and tell your colleagues hears all about it, territorium.com. Keith, we'll be in touch. Terry, we'll be in touch. Thank you, guys. This was great.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Larry.
Thank you both. Have a good day. Take care, and good luck with the Titans there. Okay? Terry.
All right. Go Titans.
Okay, buddy.
Tighten up.
Take care.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Territorium.com. And thank you, Daryl, for helping me put this together, as well as Sydney over at the agency. So thank you so much. It's great to know these people. All right. I'm glad we get the word out to everybody. Territorium.com. It'll be archived at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.